Hello and welcome to Redefine, your home for news about parental school choice and education reform.
All right, well, Julio, thanks a lot for agreeing to do this interview with me. I really appreciate it.
No, thank you, Ron. Thank you for thinking of us.
Okay, well, tell me briefly about the new survey and tell me what it found in terms of Latino voters and their feelings about education.
Well, it's we launched the results of the national poll that we conducted jointly with the American Federation for Children and the Hispanic Creo. And basically, the poll basically shows us that Latino families, Latino voters, do embrace and do want to see more school choice overwhelmingly in the states that were surveyed, which was Florida, New Jersey, New Mexico, Arizona, and Nevada, were the five states that we surveyed. So the results, I mean, to tell you the truth, of course, it's not news to me, but you know, when you come out with a poll such as this and kind of makes it official, if you will, so we're excited about it.
Okay, well, explain to our listeners why you think it is that Latino voters, even more than voters in general, are supportive of school choice.
Well, I mean, I just think having more choice within our Latino community is important because, unfortunately, a lot of our Latino families are facing, come from low-income, areas that choice is the only way that they are going to be able to, achieve that American dream and graduate high school and go on and make something of themselves. So, when I say that it's not news to me, that's basically what I do is I go out into these communities and I travel the country and I talk with these families. I speak with the faith-based community and the business community. And when it's explained to them exactly what choice is, yeah, of course, it's embraced. It's embraced literally across the country. So,
okay. Well, I think my next question goes and dovetails with that, which is the survey also found that Latino voters, even more than voters in general, think education is a top tier issue. Do I have that right? Was that another finding of the survey?
That is correct.
Okay, now tell me why that is, and again, I think it dovetails with what you just said. Why is it that even more than voters in general, Hispanic voters, Latino voters would say, hey, education is a big deal to me. You need to talk about it more.
Well, I mean, when you start talking about the Latino community, and especially in the world of politics, it seems, that immigration seems to always be the topic and the hot topic within the Latino community. And don't get me wrong, of course, immigration is something that is important, and it's something that we do need to address. But when what this poll shows us is that education is more important than the immigration debate. We want to hear our candidates talk about, choice or their take on choice. Because the immigration debate, from a national level has taken the spotlight. And this educational crisis that we find ourselves in, especially within our Hispanic community, just seems to never be, discussed. So that's basically what we did today is kind of, in a professional, politically roundabout way, maybe as to our candidates, Mr. President Obama and Governor Romney, to basically give us their take. What's their plan when it comes to the Latino educational crisis that we find ourselves in today?
Okay. Well, so is there a message in the results for both Mitt Romney and President Obama? I mean, for Mitt Romney, is there a message that perhaps talking about immigration more than education could turn off Hispanic voters?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about necessarily turn off the Latino vote, but I mean, at this point, we see it all over, all over the newspapers and discussed on CNN, and that the Latino vote could easily be the decision maker on who our next president is going to be. So, this poll here shows that if you're going to go out there and try and capture this vote, you better start talking about education.
Right.
You can talk about, you mentioned immigration, but you better talk about what's important to our community. And what this poll just showed us is that education is something that's very important to our community and needs to be discussed.
Okay. Now, is there also a message in the results for President Obama? He talks about education a fair amount, I guess it's fair to say, but he also draws a line when it comes to school choice. I think it's fair to say he's not a supporter of vouchers or tax credit scholarships, but the poll results seem to show that Hispanic voters, Latino voters, even more than voters in general, do like those options. So is there also a message for the president in these results?
I think the president, and this is my personal opinion, of course, I think the president, is kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place when it comes to school choice in general, all the way school choice, not just charter. And this poll definitely sends that message to the president that, again, the Latino vote is something that's important to his reelection campaign. And the issue that's important and what our community wants to see a lot more of is choice. I would love to see the president come out in favor of choice all across the board, and I doubt that's going to happen, but maybe if it's an opportunity to open the dialogue and have discussions about what's happening within our community and why these issues are important to our community as well.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think he's between a rock and a hard place?
The whole union, the union's, support, of course, the president, and we obviously see that at state level throughout the country. In Florida, we see it, the unions and in Arizona. So, I think, again, that's my personal opinion that the pressure that he might feel from the other side is his reasoning for not being a full choice supporter.
Okay. Well, Julio, this was great. I know you got a busy day, and you're heading off to do some television interviews, so thank you very much for taking some time out for us.
No, thank you. Thank you for this opportunity.
Okay, talk to you soon.